I'm not sure about.
Okay, so that would be if they were back to 02. Okay, so those need to work them in context.
I'm getting an echo.
All of a sudden you're echoing. I don't know who's echoing. Okay, it's gone now. Great. Can we move on? Management procedures. Hello?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, who's up? Is that me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Management plans and procedures. Strategic plans, 7 years. Staffing, programs, marketing, finance, fundraising, and evaluation plans, 7 years. Vendor contacts, 7 years. Disaster recovery plan, 7 years.
I'm sure we don't have any of those for that period. The disaster recovery plan is actually being worked on.
Okay.
All righty. Well, now we know how long, once it's done, how long we'll keep it for.
Yeah.
Let's go. Campbell, you can read. You could read the protection, destruction, and the provision. You can read those last. Four.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Document protection. Documents, parenthesis, hard copy, online, or other media, in parenthesis, will be stored in a protected environment for the duration of the document retention schedule. Computer backup media will be included. Document destruction. Hard copy of documents will be destroyed by shredding after they have been retained until the end of the document retention schedule. Online copies will be destroyed by fire or other proven means to destroy such media after they have been retained until the end of the document retention schedule. Provision of documentation for investigations or litigation. Documents requested and subpoenaed by legally authorized personnel will be provided within 5 business days. The board chair and CEO will authorize provision. No documents will be concealed, altered, or destroyed with the intent to obstruct the investigation or litigation.
Okay, thank you. I don't think that would be an issue at all. Right, Arlene? Nothing.
That's not an issue. We haven't actually been going to the board chair when things are requested. We've just been providing them with counsel. And I would say usually within 5 business days, but sometimes it's taking a little longer than that to search for some things.
Hence the advantage of having all these documents accounted for in advance, right?
Yeah, and even then, if they're asking for emails, that can take quite a bit of time. So we had to literally pay somebody to search through all of the emails in this office for some things just a couple weeks ago.
This is Lisa for the staff.
Okay, we have Lisa. Anybody else want to go on the staff?
Bill.
Lisa, Bill? Okay.
This is something I have been thinking about for a minute, and we know that the whole system with the internet and email, this is such a new territory for not just us, but I guess for businesses all over. But I have been thinking, and especially since in here they make many references to online things and email. What about the issue of whether or not Pacifica, or I should say, the issue of employees maybe not using a listserv or a server that is technically owned by Pacific. And the reason I bring that up is because when somebody leaves, if they're using like a Yahoo account or something like that, and if they're conducting business on behalf of Pacifica, if they're a paid employee especially, then that Pacifica doesn't have any record necessarily of those accounts. Whereas if you have somebody who has to use a server that's a Pacifica server, you know, then if they leave or not, then Pacifica owns those emails. And I believe the correct word is own. And that might be something that we maybe need to find out a little bit more about, because, you know, I just know that I've seen some email accounts that were not, you know, that were like Yahoo or something like that, used by, you know, people who were staff at Pacifica.
That actually is an issue in a request for documents recently. An employee that's no longer here, I'm not sure if the person was using their own computer or if that computer just has since been was wiped clean and destroyed. I'm not quite sure what the issues were, but we don't have access to emails that person sent and received.
Right, and it might just be something we want to think about, because even like in terms of like with the board, I know that we use a lot of things like Google Groups and Yahoo and stuff like that, listservs, and you know, of course, we're not doing anything unethical, but still, that might be something to think about, you know, in the future, because Yahoo keeps those, as far as I know. I mean, I know Pacifica doesn't have them if a listserv goes down or something like that. You know, that might be something we want to think about.
Spoken like a true former director, Lisa, and that brought to mind the KPFGX archive, because there were some complaints about, you know, things not being there, you know, they were edited and all of that. So what category, I'm looking to see what category that would fit in. And I don't, you know, we don't want to give, I'm sure Arlene has enough headaches. Where would we put that, because everything is a record for the foundation, it's a legal record, and they need to be archived.
Right, and a
time. I don't
sounds know. Like an Excedrin headache to me.
Yeah, I don't even necessarily know how to categorize it, but I think, and maybe this could be one of those questions that, you know, we put in writing, because, you know, the council needs to look at this too, and then how to make sure that that happens, because Pacifica needs to have access to what's been any kind of business that people have been doing on behalf of Pacifica if they are acting, you know, once they leave their house, I mean, once they leave, you know, after hours, that's a little different, but if they're doing any business on behalf of Pacifica, then Pacifica needs to be able to own those emails.
So that will go under the corporate records section.
Yeah, I guess so.
If I may, Lisa, or Nia,
yes,
who's Leslie?
Go ahead.
This might be an opportunity to work with the technology committee
right.
on having a dedicated server or something for that purpose.
Question, Nia?
Yes? For Campbell?
Yes, I think that it would probably be wise to go to get an opinion from our legal counsel in regard to records retention, because if we do what's required by the law, then, you know, I think that's important. If we go beyond that and things are discovered, I mean, it can, you know, there can be unexpected consequences that could work to the disadvantage of the foundation.
Right. Okay. So if Bill just adds that I would speak with Arlene Levarne and I guess John Alamella, Arlene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that's probably an Otis thing, but Otis
okay.
and John.
Otis, right. And that would be under the corporate records section. Bill, please.
Okay. And I assume that means keeping whether and if and how much email from each station as well as the national office from the station servers should be kept?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's also that issue. I keep an awful lot of emails and I file them in folders, but I must admit I delete a lot of stuff because I get an awful lot of junk in here. and stuff that's also repetitive. You know, if somebody sends it and then somebody else says, oh, I agree, and on and on, I try to eliminate some of that because it's a huge space chunk, you know.
I also have an internet requirement one that I don't think we'll get to that one tonight. What time is it now? It's now
10:05.
May I just add just one other thing about this? Because I just know, you know, from working in the corporate world, because people, you know, delete, at least in terms of their own email accounts, you know, things all the time. But I think that there's like a general server, because somehow emails never go away. You know, even when you think you delete them, they never go away. But I just think the issue, because it comes up at times where people can't even foresee where an email might be important or might become a part of an investigation or something like that. And to me, it just seems to make good sense to have people who are working for Pacifica using, during business hours, using a Pacifica email as opposed to using something that if they would ever leave the company and Pacifica ever needed to refer to it again, they wouldn't be able to do it so easily.
Okay. Did I hear somebody else who wanted to speak?
Bill?
No? Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, I'm not sure what the Patriot Act covers, but, you know, I remember there was a report on Democracy Now!, I believe, last week, talking about how, you know, it was a librarian who basically said no to the Homeland Security or whoever it was that had come to him wanting information about library patrons and didn't even have a court order, and was told they couldn't even talk to their attorney. I don't know if we need a policy about this, but I certainly feel anybody approaches them like that should at least be able to contact their attorney, or the Pacific attorney, and maybe the board. I don't know. Maybe we should talk to it. I don't know if we need anything about that. Or, but.
So what are you suggesting, Bill? I'm looking for this one.
Well, maybe we should. I don't know if we should talk to Ricardo or somebody about if we need to put any language in there about the Patriot Act, because the Patriot Act seems to give permission or appears to give permission to certain government officials to get private information, at least from libraries, and I think it applies to other organizations, without even having a court order.
Bill, it's called a national security letter, and it comes without a judge.
Yeah, that's it.
Order, and it can be any of not just libraries, to anybody.
That's what I said.
Are you suggesting a policy for releasing this information, Bill?
Well, basically for not automatically giving it away. A policy
right.
Should say we should at least talk to our attorney.
I totally agree with you, Bill. I think
it's a good idea.
Extremely careful with with everything that we are saying, we can go right out the door.
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Leslie would like to be on it.
Yes. I have Leslie go first, and I'd like for Dutch to elaborate on what he just suggested that Bill is going to write down for me. Go ahead, Leslie.
Yeah, I think Bill's got a good idea here, and I think they do need a policy, as I say, for releasing or not releasing information, and our employees ought to know. What to do if somebody comes knocking at the door and says they're FBI and they want all our records.
This is Campbell. I think that's exactly what we need to have. And it's something that needs to be, I think, from our general counsel. And I think it's something that all of Pacifica employees should have should have some notice about, because, if it is determined that, we're going to give up whatever information is requested, they need to know that ahead of time. If we're going to be saying that if anybody requests any information from you, then you are to direct them to the general counsel. They need to have that in writing, when they first join up, or in an employee manual, so that they will know, right off the bat what the requirements are and what they're expected to do.
Awesome. Thank you.
Can I be on the stack?
Yes. Dutch, and then Melinda. Dutch?
Yeah, my understanding is the national security letter that the FBI has, you know, done on countless occasions, and it's to any individual for any information, and you're not allowed to tell anybody, and that's the way the rule is written. So I know that we need to tread very carefully with our legal counsel before we advise any employees or put it in any handbook how to handle that document, a document that on its face, I think we would all agree, is completely unconstitutional, but thus far has held up. So we need to, we can't just go and address it because it's a secret. You know what I mean? It's one of those pretend secrets that our government has. But I don't think we can just put it in a handbook. Here's how you deal with it. We really need to tread carefully with counsel on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I agree.
Do you have any information you could send to me, Dutch, when I'm pulling all of this together and doing the final write-up?
Just that we need to proceed very cautiously with this, and we need to go hand in hand with a vetted legal counsel on this issue.
Okay. That's good. And you have that, Mr. Secretary?
Yes.
Okay, great. Would someone else want to get on the staff?
Yes.
Melinda, yes. Melinda?
I also wanted to throw in another aspect of personnel records. It's a very important thing, and it also falls in line with the terms of information, and that is the HIPAA guaranteed information. There's certain health informations and certain informations regarding personnel files. I would definitely have the HR person weigh in on this one because there's certain things that, well, like, for example, needless to say, if someone's HIV positive, the last thing you want is for somebody to be able to talk about that or anybody to be able to call up and ask for their records or anything like that and have to give that out. So there are just certain things, and it's extremely important that we have to make sure, you know, who has the right to get that information.
Right, and I guess where they're kept.
Very true.
Right.
You know, and you know, where things are kept as well, I guess.
Now, handling benefits, that's one thing I had to learn really fast because in my job I've had, like, spouses call up, ex-spouses trying to get information on spouses, and I wasn't allowed to give the information because otherwise I'd be breaking federal law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was just going to say just one thing. It seems like the release of almost any kind of documents, especially if there's some serious investigation going on, it seems like that should be handled through legal counsel or an attorney, whoever the particular counsel is at that time. That's the way.
But just make sure they know HIPAA laws, because HIPAA laws are fairly specialized in areas of HR.
Let me tell you, I'm talking a little separate from HR, because I do agree that HR, you know, that's extremely confidential information.
We are aware of the confidentiality, but my question is, on the personnel records, we have employee offer letters, what's the category, what should we call the category, and what's the retention period, just for this draft? We have pension records, benefit description, employee applications and resumes, promotions, donations letter, job description, workers' comp, salary ranges for job, I-9s, time reports, medical records, what would we like to
do? That actually would go under, I think, well, no, it wouldn't. I think we should maybe need to create a miscellaneous category that would include things like emails and for lack of a better term at this point, Patriot Act requests or Patriot Act something.
Okay, Patriot Act, and then we could put employee medical records or something, or medical records?
Yeah, medical records, yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't be keeping that at all.
Yeah, I don't think we keep medical records. The question is how much we learn from insurance, you know, when they file, how much do they send back here?
Well, it just comes down to the personnel files in total. Somewhere, it's always going to be in a personnel file, so maybe you need to broaden the word up to personnel file.
Yeah. I mean, there is personnel files as a category, or personnel records.
Right.
But that's where, personnel, personnel record is where you're going to have the medical issue come up, or the personal issue, or someone that takes a leave of absence because they suddenly contracted some disease. It's going to be in their personnel record, I would imagine. So that would seem to be the broad term for what you're trying to say.
Right.
Maybe personnel privacy protection policies, use 4Ps. I like to throw alliteration in every now and again.
I think maybe that should, you know, a category. I mean, it's not really a time to, it's not a matter of a document that you save or destroy exactly, but we ought to make sure there are some policies on those issues. And so maybe this is a category that goes,
I would like to,
in the notes at the bottom.
Okay, the notes at the bottom, or maybe something the personnel committee could address.
And maybe that's who should address it, you know, some of this.
Yeah, as Leslie said,
in the emails, that might be partly a technical committee, too, technology.
I would like to actually not even put it here, and I agree with Bill. Make that an HR issue. Somehow, not comfortable, but it's up to the will of the body, not even having it here at all.
Yeah.
We're getting off track with that. I think Arlene is aware of it. It's up to Arlene to talk with Ahmad about that. I don't think we should even have it here.
Yeah.
How do people feel about that?
Working on new policies, too, as soon as we get Ahmad back over here, which hopefully is going to be within the next 6 weeks or so. That's one of the high priority items.
Right. So could I get unanimous consent, or if someone objects, you know, I'm willing to listen to reason, and then maybe I think that Arlene is aware of it, and we should just not even address it here. Is that agreeable?
Do you want
medical records?
Can you amplify that a little bit?
I don't think medical records should be a part of document retention and destruction. That's a whole different issue, and again, that's personnel issue.
That's my point.
Right.
I don't think it should be here. So I'm asking for unanimous consent to just not put that here.
Without objection.
Are there any objections? Okay, very good. Hearing none. What are we doing on time here? We're at 10:17. Okay, we're doing well. So, sorry, I still have this residual cough.
Got to put down those cigars.
I think we've done a lot tonight. So what I need to do, the notes that Bill took for me, and then I need to speak with Arlene and LaVarne, and then at our August 30th meeting, I'll try to send out. I'll try to send it in a format that is ready for committee approval. And then ultimately for PNB approval. So on that night, we'll try to approve it. It's taking into consideration all the suggestions that you guys have. And by then, I would have ran it by Ricardo. Okay? Is that okay with everybody?
Yes.
Any objections to that?
No.
Okay. Is there anything that anybody wants to say about this document retention and destruction policy, or document management, I think it should really be called?
Well, I'll just get it. Just ask one other question. Will we be getting into how the records are kept? I mean, I know they have to be kept, but...
That will be up to Arlene.
Okay.
What we need to do is to come up with this so that she understands what's permanent, what's 7 years, what's 3 years. Where they're to be located, and the ultimate responsibility, you know, will be up to her as to whether that's why there's a column for located and stored.
That's
and
right.
Then
okay.
She will, you know, or she's quite good at these things, so she'll be able to tell us what, you know, where they're going to be before we get to the PNB.
Yeah. Nia?
Yes.
This Bill, I noted that some of those other policies I found online, there were a lot of them were very similar, but some of them had different periods of retention. Like some of them said 10 years, And I don't know if they're just playing safe or they felt there was other reasons to do it, but we might want to ask Ricardo specifically to make sure we're covering what's legally required and if there's any other reason why we need to keep certain things longer.
Are those Sarbanes-Oxley things, Bill?
Well, they may not be required by Sarbanes-Oxley, but I just did a Google search on for document retention and destruction for nonprofits or something like that, and I sent a note to our Google group after the last meeting, and I just some of them had some tables similar to this or list, and some of them had different time periods for some of these items.
Can you very quickly tell which one has?
I don't remember. I'd have to, but I'd have to go by line by line and compare them. I haven't done that.
No problem. Maybe you and I could. That's something that I could do. That I could do after Bill. If you and then I'll compare them and I would never do anything unilaterally. I'll always bring it back, and that would be the August 30th meeting. Okay.
Okay.
This is Dutch. Can I get on the stack?
Yes, Dutch. Go ahead.
Arlene mentioned something earlier that sprung something to mind. She had mentioned that if we needed to gather all these documents, it would take a full-time person to be put on the clock for a significant period of time. But as I recall, with all the documents that we're going to generate from this point forward, and the documents that have already been generated needed to be accounted for, and the documents they're going to have to circulate, in a sense, okay, it's been 3 years, these documents go in the shredder. It's been 7 years, these documents go in the shredder. We need to verify that. That is a job, and it is a task that beyond the scope of this meeting and saying we need to account for these documents, we need to put a system in place where somebody literally has the job, as part of their job at least, to verify these documents once every so many months so that they do circulate, so that we're not holding on to three-year documents for 10 years. You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying, Dutch, and that's the way it should work. But we don't want to micromanage. That will be entirely up to Arlene.
Well, I'm just saying, as an audit committee, it would seem to be important for us to tell the PNB or management that this has to be a recurring thing. It's not just August of 2010. We're up to date. These need to stay up to date, and whatever methodology they use is great. We don't tell them how to do it, but the fact is that someone's going to have to be on it.
Okay. So what we'll do, in terms of the suggestion, when I do the package, we can make suggestions. And as a committee, we can approve the suggestions in the motion, and then it gets to the PNB, and then it'll be up to the PNB. How is that?
Good by me.
Okay. All righty. Does anybody else want to speak? Any final words, Arlene? You have anything you want to say?
No, I'm just, reiterating again that this is a very time-consuming chore, and as much as it's important, I don't have staff that are sitting around with time on their hands. And so, some of these things will obviously accomplish, but some of them are going to be real problematic.
This is Lisa.
Okay, Lisa.
I was going to say, if we can really begin to ingrain in the IGMs, GMs, the business manager, the HR director, the people who work in the finance department, even the local station boards, the national board, that these are the things that we must keep, then everybody should understand that, okay, they know they're going to have to keep this and submit them at some point to the national office. So it should hopefully make it a little less tedious for Arlene. I mean, I know there's got to be the general oversight, but if whoever's working the finance, the CFO, or whomever understands, we got to keep these records, boom, we got to keep them. Then that part is taken care of. HR director, we have to keep these kind of records. That's how ideally it should work.
Yeah, you're absolutely rightly. I'm not objecting to any of the philosophy here or the requirements. I'm just pointing out we're absolutely hurting for staffing, and we don't have a penny to spend.
No, I hear you very well, but I'm just saying if that's ideal way to get it to work.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of things that'll be disseminated to people,
right,
especially for going forward. But particularly for finding things that, you know, going back and even for, you know, getting all of it set up, it's going to take some significant time. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, sir. That's understood.
It'll be a work in progress, but we have to start somewhere,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
A work in progress.
Right. Anybody else? Anything else? I just have one thing. Campbell?
Yes.
Do you think we can have a set of minutes to approve for... we should at least have what Leslie did, so we should be able to approve those.
Sure.
Minutes. Let's try to have minutes.
Okay.
We have to lead by example, right? Because
yeah,
minutes
absolutely.
Are part of this thing. Okay?
Okay.
On that note, I will welcome a motion to adjourn. It's 10:25. We're 5 minutes ahead of schedule. But before I do, thanks, Arlene. Thanks always for your cooperation. Thank you so much. And we are here with you. So, and thank all the members of the committee who stayed on. On that note,
thanks, everybody.
Any objection to adjourning?
No, but I wanted to say something. It's been such a pleasure. This is why I love being a part of this committee, is the fact we get work done.
Yes, we sure do.
And it's a pleasant, pleasant committee to be a part of.
And we seem to be sort of rational and logical.
The check will be in the mail.
But, I mean, I'm serious. I really enjoy this. I think it's really cool.
Yeah. I enjoy having all of you, too. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night,
Pacific Land.
Okay, bye-bye.